Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Game Theory, A Simple Introduction by K.H. Erickson is an introductory non-fiction guide to the logic of strategic decision-making. Published as part of the Simple Introductions line, it presents game theory as a practical framework rather than as a heavily mathematical discipline. The book introduces core tools such as the game matrix, the prisoner's dilemma, dominant and mixed strategies, zero-sum games, Pareto efficiency, Nash equilibrium, and asymmetric information. Its purpose is to help general readers understand how choices change when outcomes depend not only on one decision maker, but also on the anticipated decisions of others. Erickson uses accessible examples from business, social behavior, public goods, long-term relationships, advertising, and familiar models such as hawk dove and chicken games. The result is a compact primer aimed at readers who want conceptual clarity, everyday relevance, and enough analytical structure to recognize strategic patterns without needing advanced mathematics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, game matrices as a practical map of interdependent choices. A central contribution of the book is its use of the game matrix as a simple way to make strategic situations visible. A matrix does not merely list possible actions, it shows how each outcome depends on the combination of choices made by different players. This matters because game theory begins where ordinary decision theory becomes insufficient. If a corporation lowers prices, the result depends on whether rivals match the cut. If a person cooperates in a relationship, the benefit depends on whether the other person cooperates as well. By placing these possibilities in a structured grid, the reader can compare payoffs, identify incentives, and see why the best isolated choice may not be the best strategic choice. Erickson treats the matrix as an entry point into disciplined reasoning rather than as a mathematical obstacle. This makes the book useful for beginners because it converts abstract interdependence into a concrete visual method. The matrix also prepares readers for later concepts, including dominant strategies and equilibrium, because those ideas require attention to how each player evaluates choices in response to the choices of others. Secondly, the prisoner's dilemma and the conflict between private incentives and collective welfare. The prisoner's dilemma is one of the book's most important teaching devices because it captures a recurring problem in social and economic life. In this type of game, each participant may have a strong individual reason to defect, even though mutual cooperation would produce a better joint result. The value of the example is that it explains why bad collective outcomes can arise without irrationality or malice. When each player protects against the risk of being exploited, the final result can be worse for everyone. Erickson connects this logic to broader examples, such as free riding and public cooperation, where individuals benefit from shared goods but may prefer others to bear the cost. This framework helps readers understand why trust, enforcement, repetition, reputation, and institutional rules matter. The dilemma is not simply a puzzle about two suspects. It is a model of coordination failure. By presenting it in simple terms, the book shows how strategic incentives can create tension between what is individually reasonable and what is socially desirable. That distinction is one of the main intellectual payoffs of introductory game theory. Thirdly, dominant, mixed, and zero-sum strategies as different forms of strategic reasoning, the book distinguishes several types of strategy that beginners often confuse. A dominant strategy is attractive because it performs best regardless of what the other player does. But many real situations do not offer such clarity. When no pure action is reliably best, mixed strategies become relevant. A mixed strategy introduces calculated unpredictability, which can prevent opponents from exploiting a predictable pattern. This is especially important in competitive settings where the value of an action depends on surprise, timing, or concealment. Zero-sum games add another dimension by showing cases where one player gain directly corresponds to another player loss. In such contexts, cooperation is limited and strategic caution becomes central. Erickson uses these categories to show that game theory is not a single rule for winning, but a set of analytical distinctions. Some games reward consistency, some reward unpredictability, and some require recognizing that interests are directly opposed. The practical lesson is that choosing a strategy requires first identifying the structure of the interaction. A method that works in a zero-sum contest may be misleading in a cooperative or repeated setting. Fourthly, Nash equilibrium and Pareto efficiency as separate measures of stability and improvement. Erickson introduces Nash equilibrium and Pareto efficiency as two concepts that answer different questions. A Nash equilibrium identifies a stable outcome in which no player has an incentive to change strategy unilaterally, given what the others are doing. Stability, however, does not mean that the outcome is best for everyone. This is where Pareto efficiency becomes important. an outcome is Pareto efficient when no one can be made better off without making someone else worse off. By placing these ideas together, the book helps readers avoid a common misunderstanding: equilibrium is not the same as fairness, optimality, or social desirability. A game can settle into a staple pattern that wastes resources or prevents mutual benefit. The Prisoner's Dilemma demonstrates this clearly, but the point applies more widely to business competition, policy design, and interpersonal coordination. The book uses these concepts to show why strategic analysis often separates prediction from evaluation. Nash equilibrium helps explain what behavior may persist, while Pareto efficiency helps assess whether better arrangements are possible. This distinction is valuable because it encourages readers to ask both what will likely happen and whether the rules of the interaction could be improved. Lastly, asymmetric information and everyday examples as bridges from theory to real decisions. One reason the book is approachable is its attention to asymmetric information and familiar examples. Asymmetric information occurs when one player knows something relevant that another player does not. This imbalance can change bargaining power, encourage signaling, create mistrust, or allow manipulation. In real life, strategic decisions rarely occur under perfect transparency. Advertisers know more about their persuasive intentions than customers may notice. Firms know more about pricing plans than competitors can fully observe. People in long-term relationships may interpret signals about commitment, reliability, or future behavior. By connecting information problems to everyday settings, Erikson prevents game theory from appearing limited to board games or abstract economic models. The examples involving free riders, global governance, competing corporations, advertisers, and familiar hawk-dove or chicken games show that strategic logic appears across very different domains. The benefit of this range is not technical depth, but pattern recognition. Readers learn to ask who has information, who lacks it, who benefits from concealment, and how expectations shape action. That practical orientation is central to the book's role as a simple introduction. In conclusion, Game Theory: A Simple Introduction is best suited for readers who want a clear first encounter with strategic analysis rather than a formal textbook. It is appropriate for students before taking a more mathematical course, professionals who want to recognize competitive incentives, and general readers interested in why cooperation, conflict, bargaining, and prediction often become complicated. Its practical benefit is that it teaches readers to slow down and examine incentives before judging behavior. A choice that appears selfish, cautious, aggressive, or irrational may make sense once the strategic environment is visible. Intellectually, the book provides a vocabulary for discussing recurring patterns, dominant strategies, mixed strategies, equilibrium, Pareto improvement, free riding, and information asymmetry. Compared with more advanced game theory books, its strength is accessibility and compactness. It does not attempt to provide technical proofs, advanced models, or exhaustive coverage of the field. Instead, it stands out by using short explanations, visual structure, and recognizable examples to make the subject usable for beginners. Readers seeking mathematical rigor will eventually need a fuller academic text, but those who want a readable foundation will find this book positioned well. It offers enough conceptual substance to make later study easier while remaining focused on the everyday logic of interdependent decisions. If you would like to support K.H. Port Erikson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.